You have your Bible, turn this morning to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, verse 44. The Bible says, "And the next Sabbath came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first come, have been preached or spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the Lord, the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost." Chapter 14. "And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, in part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak with steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out, and saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons filled with filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persecuted the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel in that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. I'd like to preach for just a little while this morning, if God would be my help. And he is, amen. I'd like to preach on this thought, the ups and downs of Christian living. The ups and downs of Christian living. So many times we think that, once we come in and we make a commitment to the Lord, that everything's going to be okay. Well, it is as far as our soul is concerned, but we still live in this old world. And as Brother David taught in Sunday school this morning, we still live in this old body of flesh. Amen. But I want to say today, praise God, on authority of God, that He's overcame all those obstacles. He said that we are winners this morning. Amen. You and I are winners in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that blessed hope. But we see here in the Word of God, we see that Paul and Barnabas is preaching and trying to do the will of God. And just about the time that they come, praise God, about the time they thought they was really doing something, the discouragers came along. Amen. About the time you think you're really getting there and doing right, discouragers will come along. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that there's encouragement along the way. Amen. Glory be to God. There's ups and downs, but praise God, Lord, God's still on the throne. He's still making a difference in the hearts and the minds of people, just like me and you. He's still reaching down to where we're at, praise God, and doing for us that we need done every day. Amen. Now, He don't always do it the way we want Him to, but praise God, He'll do it in the way that pleases Him. He'll lift us, He'll guide us, He'll lead us, praise God, in a path of righteousness for His name's sake, Lord God, that He might receive all the glory. Amen. Then we see Paul and him, they could have been discouraged. But in verse 44, he said the next Sabbath they came almost the whole city. You talk about an encouraging time. Can you just imagine these little old preachers, they get there, praise God, and it seemed like old devils trying to throw them a curve, like old devils trying to feed, praise God, they get there at the synagogue on that Sabbath, glory be to God, and the whole house of God's full. Just about the whole city, amen. Men, women, boys, and girls, praise God, pile into that place, and they fill her up. What encouragement, praise the Lord, in a time of discouragement. Amen. Glory be God. Hey, praise God. Hey, when it seemed like the devil's trying to put them down, praise God, God came by and lifted them up. Encouragement, glory to God, is on the way. Amen. They moved in, he said, the whole city together to hear the word of God. See, they didn't come together for a picnic. They didn't come together to play games. They come together, praise God, to hear what God would say. They come together to hear, praise God, they didn't come to get their ears tickled. They come to hear the truth. Amen. Amen. They come to, praise God, see what God had for them that would encourage their lives, that would point them in the direction that He wanted them to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But then about that time, discouragement come. Verse 45 said, but when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul. Contradicting and blaspheming. Amen. So here they are on a highway, praise God. The house is full, things is going good. People's rejoicing in the Lord, but there's always a few. Amen. Praise God. It's the next thing you know, you look around, and if you ain't careful, the devil will get you discouraged. Praise God. And if you get in that corner, glory, hey, you'll be discouraged for a long time. Amen. I wonder why it is there's some people in the world that just like to pass out discouragement. But there's some people in the world, and there are always going to be these people in the world that want to pass out discouragement. Amen? There's always going to be discouragement in this world. Praise the Lord. There's always going to be highs, and there's always going to be lows. But praise God, we got to just keep pressing on for the good cause of Christ. Amen? There's nowhere to quit. There's too much at stake to turn back now. Amen? We just got to stay in that good fight of faith. Now watch what happened. He said they were filled with envy and spake against those things that Paul had to say. Amen? But then comes encouragement. Praise God. Where does encouragement come from? Encouragement comes from the encourager. Amen. See, if we're looking for somebody in this place, the world that we live in to pacify us, praise God, are we going to be a hurting? But if we're trusting in the encourager, praise God, to pace us out a handful on purpose, glory be to God, we're going to be uplifted. Amen. Encouragement will come, praise God. He'll get us back to that high place that we'd like to be with the Lord. Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. Amen. Why? Because they was some encouragement. And he said it was necessary that the word of God should first come, have been spoken to you. Amen. He tells them Jews, he says, you know what? The Word of God, it was required that it come to you. Amen. They was encouraged with heart, praise God, because they said, you know what? We're going to tell you what God said. Amen. Said, Diamond, you may not want to hear it, but we're going to tell it anyway. Amen. Hey, there's a whole lot of people today that don't want to hear it, glory be to God, but we just got to herald her out there anyway. Amen. Hey, you know why? Because when you put her out there, praise God, somewhere along the line, it'll stick. Yeah. Amen. Somewhere along the line, hey, praise God, it'll get a hold of somebody, glory be God, and it'll say, praise the Lord, this is for you. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to, hey, I've got help to encourage your heart. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, glory to God. I'm glad I serve a God today that's able to encourage, praise God. Amen. He said, this thing's real, glory to God, and there's a real God of glory that's there for you. He said, you can attain to the promise. Praise the Lord. The promises of God. They're there for me and they're there for you. Praise the Lord. Boy, they is encouraged in a discouraging time. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we're in a discouraging time. Hey, you don't need to listen to the radio because the stock markets fail. The economies are falling apart. Violence is everywhere. They're shooting our policemen down in the streets. Our young people are killing each other. It's a discouraging time. But praise God, there's a good God of glory. Amen. He said, hey, he said, if you judge yourself to be unworthy of everlasting life, praise God, he said, we'll just give it to somebody else. Hey, listen, if you don't want it, glory be God, there's somebody here that does. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, if you don't want your blessing, hey, somebody else here that does. Amen. Hey, folks that come to get in, praise God, and get part of what God has. Praise the Lord. So they encouraged themselves. They was some encouragement. He said, so low, so we'll turn to the Gentiles. But praise God. Now I want you to notice something. I want you to notice the encouragement here. Amen. Those disciples was encouraged in the Lord. And they said, praise God, while we got this encouragement, we might as well just run with it. Amen. While we're passing out the liberal faith, while God's giving it to us in liberal fashion, praise God, let's just give it to somebody else. Amen. He said in verse 47, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation of the ends of the earth. Boy, don't you know that letter that made a light go off in their head. Amen. Those old Gentiles, because old Gentile dogs, those that's outside of the mercy of God, outside of the promise of God. And Paul said, hey, listen, he said, if you Jews don't want it, praise God, we'll give it to the Gentiles. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to say God's a gentleman this morning. Hey, if you don't want Him, praise God, He'll give it to somebody else if you don't want what He's got for you. Amen. Boy, I'm glad He passes out. Amen. He said, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee as light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Amen. They was encouragement, praise the Lord. It was passed out in a liberal fashion, and people pulled up to the table to get their part. Amen. Ups and downs of Christian living. See, it'd been easy to quit. It'd been easier for them to just give up. But praise God, they said, you know what? Hey, somebody out there needs something. I want to say there's somebody here today that needs something. Praise God. I want to say God's got it for you. Amen. He's got it in a liberal fashion. Praise God, if we'll just accept what He has. Amen. Praise God. And He said the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Amen. See, just about the time the devil said, you might as well quit, there ain't no use. God, the Holy Ghost, He moved in, He said, hey, wait a minute. He said, you just go ahead and do what you can, praise God. I've got this. Amen. Hey, He said, I'll move on the scene, praise God. I'll do those things, praise God, that you don't even expect. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He began to move on the scene. Amen. And then notice, here comes the discouragers again. Ain't about time. When you get about this high, praise God, it seems like you're walking on air. Glory be God, then the discouragers come along. They come around, yeah, try to knock your legs out from under you. Amen. In verse 50 it said, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. So here come these people and they begin to raise up things. And they begin to cause some things to happen in these apostles' lives. The enemy begin to persecute and to put down. They begin to ridicule. They begin to see that old Paul and Silas, praise God, there was something about them that they didn't like. And what it was is a good God of glory wanting to take their authority of praise and put His in their place. There's a lot of people don't like it when God wants to put His authority in the place of something else that you've given authority. Amen? He is the high authority, praise God, today. I told him Wednesday night, I said, we're supposed to listen to our people, our governors, our legislation. Praise God, we're supposed to obey the laws. But when the law supersedes the Word of God, amen, we got to listen to the Word of God. We got to stand on truth. Praise the Lord. So what they did, they decided to stand on truth. The persecution was there. Amen, it was wanting to destroy and tear down. But praise God, they said, you know what? We're just going to stay with God. Amen. Can you see that there might have been a time of indecision? He said, you know what? We're doing a good work, praying. This thing's tough. And he said they expelled them out of their coast. He said they got rid of them. They said, get on out of here. We don't want what you've got. Huh? So you let me just paint you a picture. So you see Paul and Barnabas and they start down the road and Paul said, well, come on, said, we'll just go somewhere else. If they don't want us here, praise God, there's somebody out there that wants it. Amen? Said, if they don't want here, they want God here. They don't want the things of God here. They don't want the blessings of God here. Praise God, there's somebody else that does. No, Barnabas said, well, Paul, I don't know. Said, them Jews, everywhere we go, there they are, and they keep bringing persecution. They keep putting us down. They keep blaspheming the Word of God. He said, I don't know if it's worth it. And Paul said, well, hey, listen, Barnabas, I'll tell you what. He said, let's just hang in there a little bit further. Let's just go a little ways further, praise God. Let's just see what God wants to do. Amen. They're persecuting, they're putting down. He said, but they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came to Iconium. Oh, Paul said, hey, Barnabas, he said, let's just go down here to Iconium, this little town down here, and let's see what God will do there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now watch what happens. They come in one heart, one accord. Amen. Barnabas said, all right, Paul said, praise God, if you think the next town's going to be better, and praise God, if God's going to bless what we're doing, praise God, he said, Paul, I'm with you. He said, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to stick with you, praise God. I'm going to be in this thing all the way with you. Amen. And the Bible said the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The God of glory, praise God, just showed up. He said, you know what, fellas? It's going to be all right. I believe all of a sudden they was a quickening of their step. They was a desire in their heart, praise God. They was a glow in their eye. Amen. Amen. They went looking for results. Said, preacher, did it work? He said, yeah. 14:1, notice the encouragement. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together. Amen. They praised God. They said, all right, let's go. Praise God, they went together. See, if the devil can divide us, amen, if he can start right away and divide us, praise God, he can defeat us one by one. But when we come together as a body, praise God, in order to defeat us, he has to break part of us off. Amen. But praise God, when we stick together and we don't give him a gap to get his wedge in, praise God, he gives us that perfect soundness. Amen. You ever try to bust a big old block of sycamore wood? Huh? Have you ever tried to bust a big block of sycamore wood? That block of sycamore wood, if it doesn't have a crack or a split in it, if it's not been letting out sun to where it's split a little bit, where you can get a wedge in it, you can't hardly bust that stuff. Amen? But now if you get that, if that sun cracks out a little bit, you cut it up in blocks and that cracks it a little bit and you can get a wedge and a crack, boy, you can take a gold devil and a couple big licks, boy, poof, that thing will just splinter. I mean, it'll just bust right to pieces. Amen? You see what I'm saying? But praise God, as long as it's sound, as long as there's no crack, praise God, as long as you can't get a wedge, you can't bust it apart. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying God wants us to have that closeness with Him, that relationship with Him, praise God, that can't be busted apart. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wants us to be encouraged. and encourage ourselves in the Lord. But then comes the discouragers. Amen. He said they was great multitudes of the Jews and also the Greeks believed. Amen. Holy Ghost revival was stirring. People was wanting, people was longing for the things of God, and they were getting what they was looking for. Amen. Hey, Bible says you'll find Him if you seek Him early. You start looking for Him early, praise God. Hey, listen, what you do when you come down to the house of God on Sunday morning, you get out of the car, praise God, in the parking lot, expecting Him to be here. Expecting, praise God, just to pour out a blessing on purpose. Encouraging your heart, lift you up, praise God, out of that old drudgery of the world and life, praise God, and set you on a higher plane. Amen. When you come expecting, praise God, things begin to look up. The discouragers came, said, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. Have you ever noticed how the devil liked to get in and disturb the brethren? Huh? He start just little old things in here and little old thing about this that don't amount to nothing. But he puts things in our minds to get us to thinking about other things out there that's not of God. All they want to do is get our mind and our focus off of God. Amen? If they can get our mind and focus off God, praise God, the old devil's got you right where he wants you. Amen? We got to gear back up, praise God, and get in there for the Lord. But now notice what takes place. He said, a long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace, and granted signs and wonders to be granted, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Now you got to remember, this is still a time of signs. Because the Jew requires a sign. Amen? So here these unbelievers come in. It's just the way God the Holy Ghost does. So then these unbelievers come in and they said, you know what? This ain't nothing but a bunch of phony baloney. There's nothing to what they got. And amen, the good God of glory said, well, all right, I'll just show you. Amen. He begins to do those signs and wonders. He begins to do things, praise God, that people can't explain. Kind of what He does around here quite often. Amen. Just sweeps through, does things, praise God, that we can't explain. Doctor said, well, you got this and there ain't no cure, but praise God, God can. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they guess they could have been encouraged, but praise God, God sent encouragement instead of discouragement. Amen. But they just stayed in there and kept preaching. Praise the Lord. He said, but the multitude, verse 4, but the multitude of that city was divided in part held with Jews and part with the apostles. So the city's divided. And a house divided cannot stand, by the way. Amen. It has to be together. He said, and when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them. Amen. So the Jews wanted to see them publicly humiliated. That was their whole desire. The Jews would like to see no Paul and Barnabas publicly humiliated. But you know how the devil would like to see you publicly humiliated? He would. He'd like to see you humiliated before the whole world. The old devil, hey, not only did he want to see them publicly humiliated, he wanted to see them manhandle them. He said, what you need to do is you need to just grab them old fellers up. He said, what they need is a good stoning. Not only manhandle them, but he said, you'll just stone them to death. Amen. That's what the devil would like to do to me and you. He'd like to just kill us. Amen. He'd like to take us out, but praise God, there's a good God of glory that won't let that happen. Amen. Boy, don't you know that could have been a discouraging time? Notice what he says in verse 6. He said, they were aware of it. So the disciples, they got word of it. So they want to beat you up. They want to manhandle you. They're talking about stoning you to death. That could be, needless to say, that could be kind of discouraging. Amen. That you're trying to help people and they want to kill you, manhandle you, hurt you. Amen. But praise the Lord. But the Bible said, and they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there, now listen to this, they preached the gospel. Amen. They could have been discouraged and pray God that they said, you know what? We'll just move on, praise God, and we'll preach the gospel. Amen. We'll magnify the good God of glory. We'll lift Him up and praise Him for who He is. Amen. In a discouraging time, praise God, they was encouraged. And they was like King David. They encouraged themselves in the Lord. There comes time when we got to encourage ourselves in the Lord, praise God. Amen. None of knows what happened. There sat a certain man. They seen this man. He was sitting by the way. He was a certain man, Lestra, impotent in his feet. He'd been that way since he was born. He was born a cripple. He couldn't get up. He couldn't go. He had never had walked. But notice what takes place. The same heard Paul speak. Praise God. Heard the word of God being cast out. Amen. Who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. See, he had Paul looked out and had seen that little old boy there, praise God, with his crippled feet, and he knew, praise God, he was anxious for the faith. He was anxious, praise God, for what God had for him. Amen. Glory be to God. In a time of discouragement comes encouragement. Praise God. He said, glory be to God. Looked out over the crowd and he said, wait a minute. Barnabas, boy, there said, he may have whispered old Paul, said, boy, this is a tough crowd. I don't believe we'll do any good here. But old Paul got to preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He looked out across and he seen one little old fella. Maybe way back in a corner of God. Hey, he got as close as people could bring him. Amen. But Paul looked back there and he was sitting there anxious. Amen. Just hanging on every word, desiring the good things from God. Gleaning them out. And Paul perceived they had faith to be healed. Amen. But now notice the bold faith of Paul. He says, hey, he said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Could you imagine the faith that Paul had to have? I mean, in discouraging, all this discouragement, and then he is encouraged and discouraged and encouraged and discouraged. And all of a sudden, here's he sees this fella. And praise God, Paul got faith to believe. He said, that fella right there, he's wanting the things of God. He's wanting the touch of God. He's wanting a life from God. Amen. And he says, hey, just stand up. Amen. Fella never walked. He'd been crippled from his mother's womb. Now Paul done something here, praise God. I mean a bold move. He was putting his absolute faith in God. Because if this little old boy couldn't get up, then boy, they'd have lifed him to scorn. Amen. Paul, his whole ministry would have been done. Amen. Praise God. If we go do stuff, we better do it the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If we don't do it with the help of the Lord, praise God, we better not do it. Amen. But praise God, Paul said, hey, stand up. And the old fella said, he jumped up, leaped, praise God, and walked. Glory to God. No rehabilitation program. God was his rehabilitator. God was the one that lifted him up, praise God. Amen. And that the Bible says, when the people saw it, they left. Saw what Paul had done. Now see what they're saying? Did you see what Paul done? Did you see what that man done? Amen. They missed the whole point. A lot of times we ain't careful, we miss the whole point. Amen. And he said he lifted up their voices saying when in the speech of Laconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Amen. What happened? Word began to spread. Amen. Word began to spread all through the communities. They said, you got to come see this. The gods have come down. Amen. Jupiter and Mercury, they've come down to us. They're talking in the shapes of men. They're talking to us. They're doing mighty miracles. Amen. Well, Paul's, praise God, God seen that. Paul seen that. Boy, he was way up here. He was encouraged. Amen. Him and I just see him and old Barnabas over our brother Rex, and they're saying, boy, glory be to God. God delivered again. Amen. God come through this place. Glory to God. God touched one more time. They're rejoicing. They're having them a time. Praise God. They're hallelujahing all over the place. High-fiving everywhere. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and says, hey fellas, they requesting your presence down there. He said, do what? Hey, Paul said, pray God get to preach some more. He said, no, I said, they're going to honor you. Amen. You're the great God that they're going to offer sacrifice to you. Oh man, don't you know that was a discouraging time? Amen. They said, well, wait a minute. That's not what this is about. They said, oh yeah, the priest, he's done got the calf, he's done got the garland, praise God. He's done bringing them through the gate out of the pasture. Amen. He's bringing down there to offer up sacrifice. to you and Barnabas. And to make a long story short, the Bible says that old Paul and Barnabas, they said, well, wait a minute, this can't happen. They go running down there. They run into the midst of them, amen. They said, hey, wait a minute, this ain't right, amen. They had love and compassion to a holy God. They run into the midst of those people. They said, you've got to stop this. This ain't right. Amen. Praise God, but they done had a mind. See, people, human beings, listen to me, people have a mind to worship. Amen. It's in our nature. Now listen, it's in our nature to worship. We're going to worship something. Amen. Now it may be God. It should be God. Let me rephrase. It should be God. But if we ain't careful, we'll worship something else. We'll worship something we can lay hands on or something we can do. Amen. Something we can see, something we can take upon ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Instead of worshiping God. That's what they was doing. And Paul and Barnabas, they said, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. You gotta worship the good God of glory that created the heaven and the earth and everything that's in it. Amen. Said, hey, we're just men. Amen. They said, you do iron this. Said, you are messed up. You can't do this. See, they was a time of, amen, when they were way up here, all of a sudden there was a time of absolute confusion. Amen. Absolute confusion comes, praise God, and that comes from the devil. He had lied nothing more to confuse our minds, to get our mind off the truth. Amen. To get us wondering, praise God. But glory be to God, Paul said, hey, wait a minute. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, we went up here and said, hey, listen. He said, you're an heir. You can't do this. Amen. So he came in a time of absolute confusion. He came with an absolute confession. He said, hey, listen. He said, I'm nothing. Amen. He said, I can do nothing. I am nothing. I'm not able to do these miracles that you're seeing. He said, give glory to God. Amen. Can you see the confusion in these people though? I mean, they worship Mercury and they worship Jupiter, and all of a sudden, I praise God, these two men there, and they say, hey, one of the priests steps up. He said, this has got to be them. And all the people are there, they're deceived. You see how easy deception can come in? Amen. Deception can just slip right in. And somebody say, hey, look, this is bound to be it. Amen. That's like people that have gathered up from time to time and said, yeah, Jesus is coming on such and such a day. So they quit everything they're doing and they go sit somewhere waiting on Him to come. Because some star is supposed to be somewhere at a certain time or the galaxy is supposed to do this or do that. So they say, this is it. And people believe it. Amen. Praise God. They're looking for a sign. Praise God. And the sign's going to be that, Lord Jesus Christ, when He comes with a shout and a trump. Amen. No man knows the day or the hour which He comes. But they come to the people and they say, hey, wait a minute. This ain't it. In verse 17, He said, nevertheless, they left not Himself without witness in that He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. He said, God did this, not man. But notice He said in verse 18, He said, with these sayings scarce restrained they the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. The people said, you know what? Said, we don't understand. Said, hey, we thought that you were it. We thought you was the help that we needed. You thought that you had to bring us that we was looking for. He said, I have come to bring you what you're looking for, but you're looking for the wrong thing. Amen. What you'll find in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So they was encouraged again. They had restrained the people from offering sacrifice. But then verse 19, He said, there came thither certain Jews. Amen. Here we go again. Amen. And certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people and having stoned Paul. Don't you know that was a discouraging day? Amen. Have you ever been stoned? I ain't never been stoned. I've been shot at with a BB gun. Or shot with a BB gun. I've never been stoned. I guarantee you, praise God, I guarantee you that was a discouraging day. Amen. Now look what happened. These people, just a few minutes ago, a little while before, they were ready to lift them up and offer sacrifice because they thought they was gods. Some people come down and say, well, if they're not God, then they're just normal people. They're telling you a bunch of junk. Just get rid of them. See how easily people are persuaded? He said, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Amen. So they took him out as it. Now I got to wondering tonight, where's Barnabas? Where is Barnabas during this time? Amen. Because Paul's there, and they take him out, they stone him, they drag him outside this city, thinking he's dead, and cast him out. They don't even bother to bury him. The man of God, they just drag him out, throw him out in a pile somewhere, and go back into town. Where's Barnabas? I believe maybe old Barnabas, he was there, praise God, he seen what was happening. He run down there to get the safe. Come on, fellas! I need some help! They've got old Paul down there, and they're persecuting. I don't know what they're going to do. A discouraging time. Amen. Do you see this roller coaster? I want to say, if you're trying to do something for the Lord, there's going to be good times, there's going to be bad times, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. Amen. But praise God, we just stand fine. So they go down there and they're standing there and they're looking at old Paul. I touched on this a little bit a while back. Here they are looking at old Paul. Praise God, old Paul's laying there. I mean, probably all bloody with stone bruises all over him. Or they had stoned him. And they're there. Paul, I love Paul. You know, weeping and crying, lamenting over Paul. All of a sudden, old Paul opens his eyes. And the Bible says he rose up. Amen. He got up. Amen. He said, what's going on here? They said, we thought you was dead. He said, yeah, I guess they did too. Amen. He said, well, Paul, boy, we're so glad to see you alive. He said, boys, what are you doing here? He said, you need to be preaching the gospel. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, don't be discouraged, praise God. Take encouragement. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't think about what man can do to you, but praise God, but what you can do for God. Amen. Be an encouragement, an encourager. Praise God. And they departed. He said, the next day, they departed Barnabas to Derbe. Praise the Lord. Got up out of there, thought he was dead, but praise God, he come out alive, more alive than he's ever been. Amen. He said, when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again. Now listen to this. Praise the Lord. To Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, you know what? Praise God. They had been discouraged in these places. There's a lot of times we're discouraged in the places we end up. But praise God, God said, if you'll just stay with me, I'll bring you through that. So that you can be an encouragement. They went back to those places where the discouragement was. And they went back in faith, believing, trusting in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, if God bring you through one time, He'll bring you through again. Amen. Praise God. The ups and downs of Christian living, praise God. But the ultimate end is that God will lift you up, praise God. And if He lifts you up, praise God, just like He told old Jeremiah in the pit, if He lifts you up, He'll bring you out. Amen. If He lifts you up, He'll bring you out. He goes on in verse 22, and I'm done. He says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, amen, that we must through much tribulation enter in to the kingdom of God. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, fellas, I know where you're at. They said, well, Paul, you just don't know. He goes back there, Paul, you just don't know the persecution. Paul said, yeah. He said, yeah, I believe I've got an idea. Amen. I believe I've got a little bit. He said, I've been hungry. I've been stoned. I've been shipwrecked. I believe I've got a little bit of idea. But he said, young, just don't give up. He said, just keep the faith. Amen. You may be in a discouraging time, but praise God, the encouragers are coming. Praise be to God. The ups and downs of Christian living, praise God, they're going to come. There'll be highs and there'll be lows. But praise God, God is there when you're low. God's there when you're high. God changeth not. Amen. Praise God. If we just stay with Him, glory be to God, He'll help us along this way. He's that great encourager in a time of discouragement. Amen. When we just trust in Him, glory be to God, He shows up and He makes all the difference. But when we just put it in His hands, say, you know what? Lord, I just belong to You. And no matter where I'm at, Lord, help me to just be content. Amen. Just realize and recognize that You're God and beside You there is no other. You know what He's saying there? He's